What do you want the world to look like? What do you want it to be? Do you know that the wall has two sides and nobody is free? Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sneaking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines. Let other people in, listen to your women. Stop killing black children, make America great again. Let other people in, listen to your women. Stop killing black children, make America great again. Da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-da-da. Da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-da-da. Could you imagine a politician calling a woman a dog? Do you wanna stay in the kitchen? Is that where you belong? How do you picture the perfect leader? How do you want him to be? Has he promoted the use of torture and killing families? Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sneaking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines. Let other people in, listen to your women. Stop killing black children, make America great again. Let other people in, listen to your women. Stop killing black children, make America great again. Da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-da. Da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-da-da. Da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-da. Da-dum, da-da-dum.
What's up, dear listeners? I'm your host, Hannah, and you're listening to This Is Not Fine. This Is Not Fine is your healthy dose of rage about culture, media, and society. Only on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Once again, if you're listening to me right now, thanks for joining. At the top of the episode, you heard Make America Great Again by Pussy Riot. Today's This Is Not Fine is socialism. Today's This Is Not Fine is that socialism is cool. And I'll be largely reviewing this documentary called The Big Scary S Word. Any guesses? Yeah. It is socialism, the big scary ass word. So this weekend I went to see the documentary called The Big Scary Ass Word at the VIF. It is directed by Yael Bridge and it explores the history and resurgence of socialism in the States, as well as follows the lives of two main characters who are struggling to create a socialist future. I forget how so many Americans are so wary and hostile when it comes to socialism, socialist thinking, socialist ideas, and I suppose you can't blame them, right? Considering there has been constant propaganda and indoctrination against a more equitable form of government or how capitalism is just shoved down their throats so much. And the Red Scare during the Cold War. And also what's interesting is that there happens to be such a big misconception that somehow socialism is equivalent to a totalitarian approach to governance, which could not be more false. So the documentary opens with some streeters at the beginning, and they were really bizarre, and I don't know, it just made me laugh. But now that I'm thinking of it, it's like, oh, it's not funny, it's actually really upsetting. So they're asking people about socialism, like, what do you think socialism is, or do you know what socialism is, yada yada. So that's this girl, or this person who is a teenager, and she goes like, socialism is a mediocre form of communism? No, girl. No, absolutely not. And then they ask this, like, dude bro about, they ask him if he has heard of socialism. And he's like, socialism, isn't that a book by Stalin? Or isn't that, like, something Stalin? And again, I'm like, okay, very uninformed, very oblivious, and maybe I'm being harsh right now, and it's like, oh, but they don't know any better, right? Yeah, so that was a pretty good way to set the stage for this film, I'll say. The only compelling answer was from a construction worker who said something along the lines of, how come I work 10 to 12 hours a day and I'm still broke, which is honestly very depressing and just such a huge reality. Yeah, so I will be talking about this doc more. I also have a very exciting playlist lined up for you folks, and so I'm going to be doing that as well. I try to play songs which are related to topic, which is what I try to do, but also, like, revolutionary, quote-unquote. Okay, so this next song is It's a Good Day to Fight the System by Shin Gajo. Check it out.
I woke up feeling great. The birds are in the trees, they're singing me a melody, la 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 la, fuck the police. My head is on straight, my heart is in peace, my soul is incredibly ready to change history. It's a good day to fight the system, to fight the system. One of us is tired out, the other one will hold it down. We're gonna spread the love, we're gonna spread it round. We're all over the city now, and way down in the underground. We'll be right back. to fight the system,
to fight the system.
It's a good, good, good day. Yes, a good, good, good day. It's a good day to fight the system,
to fight the system.
It's a good, good, good day. It's a good, good, good day.
Gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all. Sing a song with a friend. Change the shape that I'm in and get back in the game and start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas or might go to somewhere that I've never been. And get up in the morning and go out at night and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to the song. Start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. And start talking again when I know what to say. Station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all. Feed the pigeons and play. Today, start talking again when I know what to say.
Welcome back. You're listening to This Is Not Fine, only on CADR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is called This Is Not Fine, and I'm your host, Hannah. You just heard Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera. Who knew Michael Cera was also a singer? Well, that was a lovely song, and Michael Cera has always been my unconventional celebrity crush, and I just outed myself on public radio, but that's okay. It is what it is. So what are we talking about today? Today I'm reviewing this documentary called The Big Scary S Word, which looks into the socialism movement in the United States. And something that I noticed in the film was that there were quite a lot of talking heads, which definitely could have been reduced. Though, like, for what it's worth, there were some really fantastic sound bites that came out of those interviews, but I couldn't help but feel a bit frustrated because it's like, okay, all these Ivy League profs are just talking and they just seem stuffed into this doc, and perhaps we could have done less of those talking heads and more of the other more on the ground action. But yeah, like I said, there were some really good sound bites, and I can imagine the director having a tough time deciding what to kill, you know? Something that one of the profs at one of the Ivy League said, his name is Cornel West, and he said, "Socialism is the ultimate form of democracy." And that really struck a chord with me. It just, I don't know, for the lack of a better word, it's like, it just makes so much sense, you know? The film also touches on how civil rights movement was largely influenced by socialism, which was new information for me. But again, it's like, of course, you know, why wouldn't it be? Other things like livable wages, right, which we love to see, was only made possible thanks to socialist thinkers. And so, I don't know, socialism is the ultimate form of democracy. Either you see it as too radical or too watered down. I just think it's like very approachable, or like a very approachable mindset to socialism. In it, that these things which we now take for granted, or we really need to go on, are all parts of socialism. And other things which can make and will make our society better, which we're still struggling for, and more so in the States, is universal healthcare, more labor unions. Yeah, so definitely will suggest you folks to check out the documentary. Some other interesting facts that I learned were, Karl Marx used to write for the New York Tribune, who knew that, and was a big part of the discourse around socialism at that time. Also, he used to exchange letters with Abraham Lincoln, which I don't know, are perhaps, again, lesser known facts because he's so demonized now. Also, something wild that I just have to mention is that the Republican Party was started by socialists. I know, that's so wild. Something else that I really appreciated that the film did was highlighting climate change, which of course is a direct result of capitalism, is pervasive due to resource extraction and big billion-dollar corporations. It was a 1 hour 20-minute doc, and it's, you know, it's like, yeah, that's your average documentary length, but it's also quite a tight timeline to put in so much information and facts and interviews. And so I did really like that they tried to touch on climate change, which is, like, again, very contemporary and one of the most, one of the most sort of crucial and fatal things we were facing. There were interviews by Naomi Klein, and she said something which just felt very real. Is, I think they asked her something about, like, hope, and she's like, "Am I full of hope? No. But I have some hope, and there are also other things. I feel raw terror." And that just, I don't know, just made me have a visceral reaction. Someone else, another talking head who I really enjoyed listening to, was Keshama Sawant. She is on Seattle City Council, and she talked about how we, you know, that like we say, oh, like Conservative Party or Republicans are climate change deniers. And so that kind of gives you the idea that, oh, like they don't believe in it. But then she talks about, she just pointed out that, oh, Republicans know about climate change. They're not dumb. Their IQ level is not low. They choose to not care. And I think that's such an important distinction, is like, oh, let's not treat them as kids or immature fools. They're vile and malicious, and they know about it. They've known about it since the 70s. It's in the meeting minutes. They just want to continue making money, and they think they're above and beyond climate change destroying the planet, you know? And, of course, don't want to change how we live and they live, especially. Yeah, so I thought, that was pretty cool and just an important distinction. All right, so let's take a quick break. I am going to play Paper Planes by none other than M.I.A.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, if you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. In the KGB, so no funny business. Are you already are. We'll be right back.
This is for Palestine, Ramallah, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for an answer. Wish I could take your tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine, long live Gaza. Palestine, Ramallah, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for an answer. Wish I could take your tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine. While we listen to tunes made by ignorant fools, Israel blocked the UN from delivering food. They bring in the troops and you won't even glimpse of the news. They make money off the products that we're quick to consume. And it's not simply a question of differing views. Forget emotions, this is facts, what I spit is the truth. Makes no difference if you're a Christian or if you're a Jew. They're just people living in different conditions to you. They still die when you bomb their schools, mosques and hospitals. It's not because of rockets, please God, can you stop this all? I'm not related to the strangers on the TV, but I relate, cause those strangers could have been me. Words could never ever explain the raw tragedy. It's not a war, they're just murdering more rapidly, and we are automatically supporting pure savagery. Imagine how you feel if this was your family. Palestine remains in my heart forever. We stand for peace, times of war, we shan't surrender. Remember, it didn't start in this dark December. Every coin is a bullet if you're Marks and Spencer. And when you're sipping Coca-Cola, that's another pistol in the holster of them soulless soldiers. You say you know about the Zionist lobby, but you put money in their pocket when you're buying their coffee. Talking about revolution, sitting in Starbucks. The fact is, that's the type of thinking I can't trust, let alone even start to respect. Before you talk, learn the meaning of that scarf on your neck. Forget Nestle, Obama promised Israel 30 billion over the next decade. They're trigger happy and they're crazy. Think about that when you're putting Huggies nappies on your baby. Just a war over stolen land. Why do you think little boys are throwing stones at tanks? And we'll never really know how many people are dead. They drop bombs on innocent girls while they sleep in their bed. Don't get offended by facts, just try and listen. Nothing is more anti-Semitic than Zionism. So please don't bring bad vibes when you speak to me. There's plenty of rabbis that agree with me. It's your choice what you do with this message. Don't get it confused, I view this from a human perspective. How many more resolutions have to be violated? How many more children have to be annihilated? Israel is a terror state, they're terrorists that terrorize. I testify, my television televised, I'm telling lies. This is not a war, it is systematic genocide. But whatever they try, Palestine will never die. Palestine, Ramallah, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for an answer. Wish I could take your tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine, long live Gaza. Palestine, Ramallah, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for an answer. Wish I could take your tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine, long live Gaza.
Hello, and we are back. You're listening to This Is Not Fine. This Is Not Fine is your healthy dose of culture, media, and society, only on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. You just heard Long Live Palestine by Low Key. For folks who don't know, he's a British rapper and he is so dope. Today, I am talking about socialism. Socialism is cool, and I'm reviewing this film called The Big Scary S-Word. So in a lot of ways, the documentary was Socialism 101, you know? It was just a more like distilled down version. And the title itself, like you can tell the big scary S word is that they're really pandering to the entire political spectrum, but especially to the center right. Like, oh, hey, don't get scared. Like, let's talk about it. This is what it is, you know? And like, yeah, that's important. And having said that, there are still things that I learned, and there were insightful takeaways. Like, I didn't know how there were so much, there were so many socialist movements in the history of the states, which is not really talked about or not something we learn, you know, and how the term socialism has been used as a boogeyman to scare civilians, and they're not given any context or any meaning behind it, and there's just no substance to it. My favorite thing about the documentary was the narrative arc of Stephanie and Lee, these two characters on just like grassroots level. Stephanie was a single mom and a school teacher fighting the good fight in Oklahoma, where the state of Oklahoma had cut a lot of funding in education, and teachers were buying their own school supplies, and she was working two jobs, and then she joins a strike, which is so powerful, and she's so awesome. And then on the other hand, and as well, we see Lee, who's a socialist legislator, this sweet guy, just on a really lonely path in Virginia State Assembly, where he's being bullied and trolled by just other politicians who were very close-minded and conservative. And yeah, I think that was kind of what made the documentary stand out, and especially with the pandemic, you know, everything that has been unveiled in front of us, the immense social and economic injustices, and how just the fabric of our society is really on the backs of, or actually I should say the society, or the American society specifically, is really standing on the backs of enslaved people, the displacement of indigenous folks, and violence and genocide. And so, yeah, in those times, considering all of that, our current contemporary context, I think this documentary is really important and is really timely. Yeah, with that, I want to take another break. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm really excited about today's playlist. Just songs that I think are revolutionary, have political messaging, and are also bops. So next I am going to play for you folks Ain't No Rest for the Wicked by Cage the Elephant.
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay. I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down. I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. Oh, no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking down the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. Your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said that.
Wanna kick me out, but I'm still locked in. What's my fucking name? Walls up. She wanna build a border. She ain't got no more love. Put him up, put him up. She wanna call the feds up. She wanna see me get fucked. She wanna see me dead rough. I never asked you to move in. You was broke, I was stupid. Yet you used me. We're never gonna last, I knew this. Asked for all my shit back and it takes back. Who this? Went to war for ya. Got him all for ya. Britney, you take the piss. Left me in no man's land. Britannia's a bitch. She wanna kick me out. But I'm still locked in. What's my fucking name?
What's my name?
Yo, what's my name? Shit in the papers about me. Truth is, you ain't shit without me. You took my dowry, told me go Saudi. Now you wanna take my passport, allow me. Come to chill, babe. I changed my name, I got my beard shaved. Raise the white flag, try squish the beef. Your same white flag is trying to kill me. We can't separate, I'm part of you, babe. My protein made your DNA. Allow our kids to raise on your hate. Don't be shocked when they retaliate. My whole team just rats in your race. Dash from our place, abandoned our face. Stranded, I'll make a stand in one place. I dig my heels in, so what's my damn name? Kick me out, but we still locked in. What's my fucking name?
I'm Tortex Singh.
Tortex Singh. Tortex Singh. Tortex Singh.
Tortex Singh.
Tortex Singh.
Welcome back. This is the last segment for today's show, and I want to share some parting thoughts before we end our show. Why did I say we before I end my show? So, I don't know if you've just tuned in, but we're talking about this documentary called The Big Scary S Word, which explores socialist movements in the States. And it's pretty good. I liked it more than I thought I would. It is definitely very American-centric, which is, you know, which is fine, which makes sense. I guess you can't draw parallels to other socialist movements around the world in like 1 hour 20 minutes. Yeah, 1 hour 20 minutes. I think it was a 90-minute doc. Yes. So, other good points about the film, I think Yael Bridges, the director, she manages to provide a persuasive analysis of the topic, as well as some very good arguments for the notion that basic principles of socialism are as American as apple pie, which is actually a verbatim quote from one of the interviewees. I think it was Cornel West again, and he talks about, yeah, socialism is as American as apple pie, which is, you know, you don't really think of it that way. And it's like, oh, wow, yeah, I'm here for that. And so she's really, again, able to provide a convincing argument for the notion that basic principles of socialism have always been in the fabric of American society. I mean, there's a lot of awful things as well, but yeah. And able to talk about how BIPOC folks, working class folks, had a lot to do with those movements. Some really widely approved institutions, for example, are very celebrated notions such as minimum wage, free K-12 public education. That's all thanks to socialist thinkers. And I bet those things were really, I don't know, for the lack of a better word, crazy or bizarre or just kind of like very revolutionary when it was pitched, or, you know, when it was kind of brought to public attention. And now it's fine. It's important. And the other thing I want to say, sort of my final takeaway, is that while, like I said, there were a lot of talking heads and there were high-profile democratic socialists that were featured, such as like Bernie Sanders, AOC, I liked how, again, Yale Bridge does focus on more grassroots efforts so as to like level the playing field. The struggles of the school teacher, Stephanie, and the politician or the person in the Virginia Assembly, Lee. And so other things, such as like the collectively owned Cleveland Manufacturing Company, which is like a co-op, which was so cool to witness. And these are, I don't know, I don't think these are small victories. I think they really push for a larger change. And that's what really matters, you know? Yeah, so I think that does sort of bring me to the end of the show. I want to end the show with a quote by a socialist who was featured in the documentary. And I realize as I'm saying this that it's ironic that I've been complaining about the talking heads, and now I'm like, ooh, let me end with their quote. But I also mentioned that there were some really good, fantastic sound bites. So Vivek Jabber, a socialist who was featured in the doc, said, "Unceasing pursuit of profit, no matter what ecological cost, has created a climate change planetary strain that threatens our species' very existence." And I think that's it. That's it in a nutshell, right? Okay, so this was fun. I will see you folks in 2 weeks. And I'm going to leave you with "We Don't Need This Fascist Groove Thing." "We Don't Need This Fascist Groove Thing" by LCD Sound System. And after that, I'm going to play "These Days" by Nico. Take care, folks. Enjoy. Chain dance.
forgot the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to. I stopped my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days. These days I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'd see another. I don't think I risk another these days. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, it's just that I've been confront.